Leah chapter 1, Mishnah 3. So just to revise, the three korbanos that were brought on the festival, you've got your Ola Re'iah, right? And you've got your Shalmei Chagiga. Those two you have to bring. And then the third one was the Shalmei Simcha. And the Shalmei Simcha you only bring if you need more meat. We'll see just now. But the first two have to be brought on these three festivals, and the third one you bring for meat, basically for more meat. The first two are compulsory. Everybody who comes up for the regal, for the festival, has to bring at least two things, possibly more. The one's an oiler offering, completely burnt up. The other one's a shlamim offering. The imurim are burnt up. The certain parts go to the kohen, but the majority of it is eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. So it says this Mishnah, oiles b'moy bois min achulin. So the oiler offering bought on the festival, and he says here, it can also be bought on the festival's intermediate days, which we'll see just now. That has to be brought from chulin money, means unconsecrated money. You can't take your masa sheni money. Remember, masa sheni money, you brought the money up to Yerushalayim, and you had to buy in Yerushalayim food. So you can't take that masa sheni money and buy an oiler offering. That's not considered food for you. Right? That doesn't help. You're not eating the oiler offering. It's completely burnt up on the altar. So you're not allowed to buy these oiler offerings with masa shiny money. It has to be bought your own money, 100% your own money. Vashlamim, but the shlamim offering, mina masa, that can be bought with masa. And this is talking about here, the shalme simcha. If you didn't have enough meat, so what you would do is you would buy the shalme simcha. You could buy that with masa shiny funds. And in fact, if, I don't know if you recall back, but it said one of the main things they did with their masa sheni money was they bought this korban with it, the shalmei simcha. They would buy sacrificial meat so they could eat the sacrificial meat in Yerushalayim. That was perfectly acceptable.
Except for one thing, they're not giving away that money.
Masa money.
They're using it for themselves.
For themselves. But the masa sheni money, you did use it for yourself. In the third and the sixth year, it had to go to poor people. But in the first, second, fourth, fifth, and seventh year, it just had to be, that produce had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And if you couldn't eat the produce in Yerushalayim, you redeemed it onto money, and you took the money up to Yerushalayim, and you bought food in Yerushalayim. And the food that they bought mainly was this, was a Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, and on the first day of Pesach, which the Karti says of here means actually it's all the festivals. So there's a particular reason why it says the first day of Pesach, but it means all the festivals. So the Shalmei Chagiga that was brought on that day, Beishama Imrim Min Achulin, Beishama said could be brought from Chulin, and it had to be your own money. This is the Shalmei Chagiga offering, not the Shalmei Simcha, the Shalmei Chagiga. It had to be brought from your own money. Ubeisil Omrim Min Amasa, they say from Masa, but the Karti explains, doesn't mean the whole thing from Masa. It means you had to spend the minimum here that he brought in the previous Mishnah of two silver coins, two silver mayah, and after that you could add on Masa Shani money to fatten up the animal.